Well, we can't have a radio show without a little bit of bumps along the road. Got myself calling into the guest line instead of the host line. Might be able to work if I could actually unmute myself, right, guys? We have the one and only world-renowned, world's smallest stripper joining us today, Stassi Cassie. This girl is incredible and has some amazing strength and has overcome some amazing hurdles. She actually just got an emergency call from work, but will be calling us indirectly and joining us on the call. I hope you guys are able to join us as well and, you know, call in and ask some questions and whatnot. She has a pretty interesting life and might actually be traveling to your area soon. All over the country, this tiny woman is featuring at clubs near you. You could have an opportunity to catch her live when she's doing one of her feature sets on tour all over the United States. Let me tell you a little bit about features. If you're not sure what a feature does, they're a headliner. They come in and they do a burlesque type show a lot of the times. It's kind of a theater type show. They'll come in and perform. They have extravagant costumes. They have sets of music to incorporate those costumes in, and they kind of tell a story all while taking off their clothes, of course. Stassi Cassie does have some records and some titles that she'll be talking with us about here in a few as soon as she joins us on the call. I do know for sure that she has an amazing Instagram following. If you would like to join her on Instagram, that's Stassi Cassie 89. It's SASSEECASSEE89. She's only 2'10" tall, and she does have an OnlyFans for exclusive content. You can see many, many videos and photos of her on her Instagram account that are free. Her home club is Platinum 84 in Colorado. That's where she originally started from, I do believe. I think she told me she's in Minnesota right now. She's actually in the same time zone as myself, but about 8 hours away. I know that she's been to Deja Vu in Nashville recently. Lots and lots of places. She definitely dressed up as a mini Jason for Halloween, which is a really cool costume. Let me see here. She's had an opportunity to meet a lot of famous celebrities. I know this picture that I shared of her on Instagram. She just did a show with Ron Jeremy at Deja Vu in, where was that at? I think that was in, no? Tennessee. She just got back from Tennessee, but she does know and has contact with a lot of big time celebrities. If you have a chance to look at her Instagram, some of this stuff is absolutely hilarious. She has a lot of size comparison stuff where she, like, walks up people who are, like, 6 foot tall and looks so, so tiny. And a whole 2'10" standing next to some of these women who are wearing 7-inch heels. It's quite the size comparison. Stassi Cassie has been in Kentucky recently. I'm not sure where all of our listeners are calling in from, and I do see that we have one viewer. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 563-999-3410. You can call into the show, ask questions, or chat a bit if you like. I am just trying to fill space until we get her on. She was on and then had to drop off for an important phone call from work, and we'll be right back with us momentarily, hopefully. Stassi Cassie did appear on the Jerry Springer show She did some midget boxing on the Jerry Springer show and actually just got a message from her. She's calling in right now. So we will get her on the line as soon as she gets through to us. This show here is quite amazing. Looks like a lot of fun. And we have Sassy Cassie with us. Let me make sure that's her. It's taser time. Is it Sassy?
Hello?
Hey, girl. I was just running through your Instagram trying to fill some time while we were waiting for you to join us again. I would have been able to accept it the first time, but my very smart self looked up and called in the guest number and couldn't figure why I couldn't get myself off a hold. I have a little different phone number to
call. So it worked out in the end.
Oh, right. That's good. That's good. I was just going over the fact that you're 2'10" and you have some amazing titles and records to share with us, and that they can look you up on Instagram. You have a lot of size comparison stuff on there and some hilarious videos. And
yes.
I had just said that you had appeared on the Jerry Springer show doing midget boxing. Maybe you kind of want to tell us a little bit about yourself. I kind of like hearing how that show went down.
Yeah, Jerry Springer actually is kind of what got me into the industry of dancing. I was 18, and they found me when MySpace was popular. And they're like, hey, do you want to come on our show? And my mom wasn't very happy about it, but, you know, I was like, I'm 18, I'm going to do what I want. And I just kind of left for the weekend, and they had me on there with another little person, and we were dating. And then they had me, I mean, you know, it's all stage, it's for fun, but they had me fight, or they had the little person that I was dating fight another guy that I was allegedly, I don't know if I'm saying that right, cheating on with a guy I met online. And that was my first Jerry Springer experience. And from then on, an agency had reached out to me, you know, seeing that I was doing my gymnastics tricks and my booty shaking. I was like, hey, would you like to join our company? You seem like a great fit. You know, the novelty type of act. And, you know, I was 18. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll travel the world, make money dancing. And, you know, 11 years later, here I am.
That's awesome. Have you been outside of America doing your shows, or are you just mainly in the USA for booking?
I mainly am booked in the USA, but I have done a bunch of Canada bookings.
Canada. We have a lot of showgirls who are big league that come from Canada. I know that we have Justice, the feature entertainer, she's trying to figure out her schedule for some time in February to join us on the show. But she's from Canada, and she's moving down here. Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. I met her this summer at the expo in Vegas. Very lovely woman.
Oh, that's awesome. I have bumped arms with her in the VIP trailer of Nudes of Poppin', but that's about the extent of it. And then, ironically, we got put on a radio interview, and neither one of us had any idea that the other person was actually being, like, they interviewed me, and then they were like, well, we're going to, you know, pause for our next guest, and then I found out, like, it's Justice. I was like, oh, I know of her.
That's awesome.
Ironically, small world. Yeah, well, we do have a caller online. I think I know who it is, but I am going to pop them on and see what they have to say. It's taser time. Is this my piggy?
Yeah, squeal.
I thought I recognized that phone number. What side of the country are you on today?
Today I'm in beautiful southern Florida.
Haven't moved yet.
No. Nice and warm.
No, it's not warm, honey.
Right.
It's not warm.
Well, compared to where I am, it is a blessing.
Well, it was like 37 degrees down here this morning, so it was rather cool for Florida.
Well, that's still nicer than my 10 degrees.
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm getting ready to getting ready to go play in the snow in about a week, so I'm not really looking forward to that. I stayed out in the snow with work for the last 4 years, so I guess it's time to bite down hard.
That's when that man bod you complain of breaking your back comes in handy, because you got that extra warmth
well, you know,
there.
I'm a little roly-poly, you know.
Nothing.
He's got
wrong.
A lot of fur too. He's got a big beard, sassy.
Well, I like wool. Be nice.
That's
I
want to
let you know a little bit about.
That's a
I want to let you know a little background about why I call him my piggy. So I posted on Twitter that I wanted a pet, and he was the first one to respond. A couple of others did, but they didn't take me seriously. And I was like, well, as a pet, your first task is to find a collar and a leash. So he did. And I was like, okay, well, now you got to pick out what kind of pet you want to be. And he wanted to be a pig. So I was like, okay, well, now you got to go get a pig hat. And he's totally thinking like an F&M latex pig hat. And I was like, oh, no, no. You got to do the cute, pink, cuddly, piggy bank looking face. So he got one, and then he came out to Vegas with me for Expo, and I was wearing a fluorescent pink evening gown, and he had his leash and his collar and his piggy hat, and we walked, me and Lindsay Patterson from Canada, walked him around on a leash through downtown, through Vegas, through the Hard Rock, through... We took him to Vanity with us, even to the costume party, and somehow, as an accessory, he won third place in the costume party.
That's awesome.
I was like, he's my fucking pet.
That sounds amazing.
I haven't stood up for myself, and then, like, he's an accessory. We probably would have won that shit, but I didn't because I was timid.
You know, it's hard to beat a naked cowboy.
Yes. Yes, it is. Expo is a ton of fun, and I know, you went to Expo, you just said Expo. Is that the Gentleman's Club Expo, Sassy?
Yeah, that's the one I did this summer. They had it at the Hollywood this year.
Was it in Vegas?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, the one we usually go to is in August for the Gentlemen's Club Expo. I guess I didn't realize that they had one in the summertime as well. Interesting. Thanks for calling in, Piggy.
Yeah,
we'll go ahead and drop it up the line. We haven't had much time with Sassy Cassie on our interview. So thanks for calling in. Love you.
Love you too. Best wishes to you, Cassie.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
So out of all the places that you have traveled, what would you say is your best place to go? Like, where is your favorite? What part of the country chimes into your heart?
Key West, Florida was a blast. I ended up staying an extra week in Key West and, like, spent the majority of my money just to stay there longer. But I met some really chill people there. But they, like, had me work there again, like the time that I stayed there, like, oh, you can just come in and dance if you want. And there was very, very good management. I ended up making most of my money back because it was bike week. So, yeah, it was fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Loved me.
They have a lot more leniency with their laws in Key West. And I know that they have a lot of really, really cool events down there, like Fantasy Fest is down there. Coyote J. Bonky has
been
trying to get me to come
to that.
Oh my goodness. Yes. We both need to do that. And everybody listening needs to go and experience that experience because it's insane. It's basically kind of, I think, like a Mardi Gras, except for people are in costume and lack thereof.
and yeah, I know you can like be topless down there, you know, walking the streets. I know there's a bar that is like a nude bar. I think it's like called like Eve's Garden or Adam and Eve or something. But
oh yeah, There are a couple of other places in the country as well that you're allowed to walk topless. I know for certain that San Francisco, California is a topless optional thing, and I actually go out there and do a walk annually. It's called Beta Breakers for the people who have clothes on. It's called Bear to Breakers for the people who do not. It's
nice.
A 7.5-mile walk, but you would think, oh my gosh, I am not walking this 7 miles. That's a lot. But by the time you get to the 7-mile mark and know you only have, well, we would give you a piggyback ride or something. That'd be awesome.
Piggyback
put you in a stroller and let you just hang out naked.
Something like that.
Yeah. We could
design
bling out.
Something fun.
Yeah, I mean, and the limits with that are endless, too. Have you seen, like, recently the, like, handicapped kids, their parents are, like, decorating their wheelchairs to be, like, the Cinderella coach and stuff? Like, we could really come up with something creative.
Have one of those wagons and get, like a little pole in the wagon so I could be just twirling around it while you guys are pulling me.
I don't know if they would allow that part, because I think that you're not supposed to, like, shake your boobs and stuff like that. I'm not sure. I know that I did. I didn't listen to that part, and I did it while I was doing a selfie Snapchat. Okay, so it's like the Care Bear Stare, and we have 11 minutes left. It's like the Care Bear Stare. Like, there's literally police lined up on both sides of the road looking at you, smiling while you walk butt-ass naked down the streets of San Francisco past bakeries.
So it's like
and
they're allowing you to be
stuff.
Naked,
like,
but there's limitations at the same time.
Right. And so, and guys can be that way too. And it's just, it blows my mind. But, I saw this one bike cop and he was riding by and he had a big old smile. I was like, you want a picture? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, fuck this, we're doing a video. And I got on my Snapchat and I was like, disturbing the peace. And the poor guy almost wrecked his bike. It was hilarious. There was, like, people dressed up as nuns and all sorts of stuff. What would you say is the wildest, funnest event that you've ever been to?
Oh, when I did Ozzy Osbourne's birthday party.
Wow. That sounds
I did that
like
back
it was insane.
In last December, so almost a year now. I wasn't able to talk about it right away, but it's been almost a year, so I can, you know, talk about it now. But they had Marilyn Manson there, Ozzy Osbourne, his family. And it was great, you know, like being able to perform for a legend.
Right. I couldn't imagine. I know that you have had the opportunity to meet a lot of famous people. Can you, like, list some of the ones that you have entertained?
Another one was Snoop Dogg. That was, like, 4 years ago, I believe. Met him in Colorado at a event called the Gypsy Jane Fest, and it's kind of all like spur of the moment, you know, me meeting him. I end up, you know, going into Warren G's tent and just, you know, smoking with him, getting pictures and getting ready to walk out. And I was like, you know what, before I leave, you guys need to see me twerk. And I started twerking and everything went uphill from there. It's like, no, you got to stick around. You got to meet Snoop Dogg. And then he ended up taking me on stage with him, and it was a blast.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds so fun. And I know I just mentioned, too, that you had just done, like, a Christmas party with Ron Jeremy, like, a week ago.
Yeah, that was
like, a couple days ago.
Nashville last weekend. He's a character.
He is a lot of fun. I get the pleasure of bumping into him, like, a couple times a year, usually. He's always hosting me to pop in. And I usually see him down at Night Moves
Magazine.
Harmonica
with him.
Oh, I love it. I had one day when we were at Night Moves Magazine, Grand Caravan of the Stars, I had my hotel room propped open. And me and Coyote, Javon Diva, and Chris Meggs were all sitting in there. And I'm naked on my bed eating pizza. And all of a sudden, my door opens. And I was like, who the heck? And it's Ron Jeremy. He just walks in, takes like 2 steps into the room, sits down on the floor, pulls out a harmonica and starts playing. I was like, you can serenade me with that thing any
yep.
day.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have about 8 minutes left. What are some of the benefits of, I mean, obviously, you are, like you said, a novelty act. What are some of the more difficult things maybe that you have to deal with when you're on the road?
Well, definitely, you know, trying to learn how to climb the pole. You know, I had to adapt to my, you know, what I can and can't do. And, you know, with my legs being so short, you know, I'm unable to wrap my legs around and climb it that way. So I adapted using my feet. So I, like, climbed the pole like a koala bear. And I
didn't
scale
it. Oh, yes,
I did
see that. It's so cute.
So that was one of the challenges, you know. But I was able to overcome it and still, you know, be able to climb the pole. Just do it a different way.
Right. And then, of course, you actually fit in a suitcase. So you have to have a security so someone doesn't put you in one, of course.
Yes.
I know that
I
saw a video.
That comes with me. And yeah, you know, people can easily just snatch me right up. So that's why I travel with somebody, you know.
Yeah, that's
but
definitely
also,
always,
you know,
always safe.
I tell people, you know, don't piss off somebody that's waist height. You know, being a male, you're going to get hurt if you try to do anything.
Right? Well,
right,
headbutt you where you don't want to be headbutted.
Yes.
You use that thing like a monkey bar by the time. Like, you're right there.
Right.
Oh,
and
my
then,
goodness.
Finding shoes was difficult, too. Like, you know, heels. I just found this lady. It's called the Little Shoe Store, and she custom makes shoes for little people because the majority of little people, our feet are wider but short. So, you know, we'd have to find, you know, shoes that, like, fit our width and our length. And they were able to
customize
heels.
You probably have to custom make all of your clothes.
yeah, a lot of my dancer costumes are custom made to me. Susie Malone. She does magic burlesque shows, and she does strip as well. But yeah, it's like, and she makes most of my costumes now. Really wonderful lady.
She has amazing costumes too. I have seen her costumes, and they are top notch for sure.
Yeah, and she had a show
what
in Vegas
your...
last summer.
Yeah, I remember
like
seeing
whole,
that. Like she had her own
months.
Thing. Mhm. What is your favorite show to perform?
Well, I just started, like, this year doing, like, choreographed shows. I do like the one where I pop out of a suitcase because, you know, somebody, you know, all of a sudden you just see some random person bringing, I mean, sometimes it's one of my good friends, too, Lila. She has, you know, brought me out in a suitcase, and you're like, oh, is she the one that is dancing? And then, boom. I pop out of the suitcase, and they're like, oh, it's somebody even shorter. And yeah. So that's quite fun,
like
too.
Yeah, because she's like 4 foot something, too, right?
She's 4 foot six. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
so they
a
think,
comedian.
Oh, this little dancer, she's not that little. And then, boom, there you go.
Right. Yeah, one of my, Lila
so funny.
Hart, she's a comedian.
That
right.
is awesome.
So I'd
what?
Say that show. And then I do a wax show, too, where I come out. Usually it's like a leather costume, you know, like biker-ish. And then at the end of the show, I pour hot wax on myself. So I got that idea from a good friend of mine who's a contortionist, Muna.
I used to do hot wax, but I stopped because the stagehand did not clean it up properly, and some girl slid on the stage right after my set and broke her finger.
It can
and
get messy.
And I have not done stage wax. We only have about 4 minutes left. I just wanted to touch base with if they wanted to find more of you that they can't find on Instagram, where would they find that at? Like, what is the exact
they,
like? I thought you said you had an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I do have an OnlyFans. It's OnlyFans.com, you know, /SassyCassie. And my name is spelled differently. It's, I always say Sassy with two E's and two S's, and Cassie with two S's and two E's. So, double S, double E.
Kind of
both.
A tongue twister there.
Right. Because normally people, you know, it's Sassy with a Y or Cassie with an IE, but it's just... Sassy double S double E, Cassie double S double E.
Awesome. And if the club were wanting to book you, or even a private person were wanting to book you for a party or an event, who would they book you through?
They would contact me on my Instagram, you know, if they want to do a private, like, I do bachelor parties, I do birthday parties, you know. I don't just come to your house and perform my show for one person. You know, you got to have, you know, your friends there, but I don't do those one-on-one meetup type of shows.
And if you did, they would be, like, handcuffed and anchored to something so they can touch you.
Right. No touching me. But I'll dominate you.
Yes. That's awesome. What would you say, we have 2 minutes left. What do you want to leave your fans with?
That, you know, my shows are, you know, one of a kind. You know, I have the record for being the world's smallest stripper, dancer, however, what we can say on here. But, you know, I don't let the job define who I am as a person, you know.
I can definitely say that Sassy Cassie is a very, very relatable person. She is almost always answering her Instagram, commenting with her fans. She's very interactive in her fan engagement, and she loves to have fun. And if you go and watch her Instagram page, I'm telling you, you're going to laugh your ass off for a lot of it.
Right, and don't
I
ever,
thank
like,
you.
If I come across as rude, it's just me being sassy. Don't ever take what I say to her.
It's just her being her. All right,
yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for your time and for joining the show, and hopefully you get some new fans off of listening, and hopefully we can have you back on again soon. You have a
yes,
very merry
Christmas.
Yes, thank
you for having me.
Safe
you
adventures.
Well,
well you're a grand relaunch, so you're the first one of many because we stopped for like a year. So the first one, you're the cherry popper.
Yay.
All right, hon. Well, you have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, hon. Love ya.
Hey there, time.
Bye.